Okay, Mr. Chairman, it's Mary Schwind again. It's 2 o'clock, and I believe we have all the commissioners on the line who will be participating today. Not that I know of, Mr. Chairman. I believe everyone who intends to participate is on the line.
If there are questions.
Was there a question being asked of those on the line?
No, ma'am.
Yes, I'm here.
Afternoon. My name is Owen Egan, and I am the chairman of the Freedom of Information Commission. This is the regular meeting of the commission, April 13, 2022. Before we begin, I will take a roll call in alphabetical order so that the record reflects who is participating today. When I say your name, please indicate that you are present. Commissioner Barry.
Commissioner Chavez. Commissioner Einhorn.
Present.
Commissioner Fusashi.
Present.
Commissioner Hankins.
Present.
Mr. Streeter.
Present.
And Commissioner Winkler. Myself, Chairman Owen Egan, thank you. This meeting is open to the public and is being conducted solely through the use of electronic equipment due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It will be recorded in its entirety. For everyone participating in today's meeting, please remember to identify yourself first for the recording each time you are called upon to speak. All participants are expected to conduct themselves in a respectful manner at all times and not to interrupt the commission deliberations. If the commission believes that any person or their conduct is disruptive, that person will be placed on mute at the direction of the chairman. Further disruption may lead to that person's removal from the telephonic meeting. When the commission conducts a vote, it will be by roll call. I will conduct the roll. The first item is consideration of the minutes of the commission's regular meeting of March 23rd, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. I'll move adoption of the commission's minutes of the regular meeting of March 23rd, 2022 for adoption.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
The motion's been made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next, we will consider the hearing officer's reports. The hearing officer's reports are publicly accessible on our website at www.ct.gov www.ohioinstitute.gov/FOI through links on the agenda for today's meeting. I will call the docket. If you are a party and wish to address the commission on a particular docket number, please let me know when I call it and we will mark it ready. We will take up the cases in the order that they are called. All right. First item is docket number FIC 2020-0347, Shane Sturgeon versus Chief Police Department, Town of Vernon, Police Department, Town of Vernon, and Town of Vernon. Are you there, Mr. Sturgeon?
Mr. Chairman, this is Mary Schwind at the Commission. That matter has been marked off with the agreement of the parties.
All right, thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2020-0392, Ian Wright versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Is Ian Wright there, please?
Mr. Chairman, Mary Schwind again. Mr. Wright has indicated that he will not be participating today.
I'd entertain a motion.
If there's no objection of the respondent, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report. This is Commissioner Streeter.
Commissioner,
good afternoon. This is Tracy Brown.
Is there an objection?
There's no objection.
Thank you.
No, sir. This is Tracy Brown from the department. There's no objection.
Thank you. Mr. Streeter.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? None. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Brown. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0486, Sean Crocker versus Angel Quiros, Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Correction, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
The respondent, Department of Correction, is here, Tracy Brown.
Do you have any objection if we adopt this?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion. This was a failure to prosecute.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. That passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney.
Thank you. I can hear.
Next is docket number FIC 2020-0019, Jackie Fastia and Paula Schwartz versus Administrator, Teachers Retirement, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Yes, Paula Schwartz,
Jackie Fastia.
Thank you. I'm sorry I mispronounced your name. So both Paula Schwartz and Jackie Fastia are here. Is there anyone here from the Administrator Teachers Retirement Board?
Mr. Chairman, Mary Schwind again. We have received an email from counsel for the Teachers Retirement Board indicating that they will not be participating today, but that they fully support the report.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Fastia and Ms. Schwartz, would you like that marked ready?
We would like to make a statement.
Okay, then we'll mark that ready, and when we call it again, you'll be able to make that statement, okay?
Thank you very much.
Mr. Commissioner, this is Mac Elan. I'm participating on behalf of Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield on that matter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Attorney
Mackey. And also, Mr. Commissioner, this is Jack Skaggs here on behalf of United Healthcare in that same matter.
Okay, thank you. I may ask you to introduce yourself again when we call it, but thank you both very much. All right, next we have docket number FIC 2020-0310, Mark Lee versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Consumer Protection, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
I'm on mute.
Excuse me, would you put your phone on mute, whoever's speaking. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here on the Mark Lee versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Consumer Protection matter? Entertain a motion. That was a withdrawal.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Streeter, that, as you mentioned, this was withdrawn and dismissed. I'll move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0361, Paul Anderson and the Stanford Professional Firefighters Association versus Chairman, Stanford Firefighters Pension Board, and Stanford Firefighters Pension Board. Is there anyone here on that matter?
I'm Amy Lavolsi, attorney for the City of Stanford. I represent the respondents. Good afternoon, commissioners.
Hi, Attorney Lavolsi. It's nice to have you back.
It's nice to be back.
Is there, thank you. Is there anyone here, anyone else here? Is Paul Anderson there?
Mr. Chairman, we did reach out to Mr. Anderson, but he has not gotten back to us, so I don't anticipate he'll be on the line.
Attorney Lavolsi, would you like to be heard today, or would you like us to act on this matter?
I would love for you to adopt the hearing officer's report, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Streeter. With no objection of Attorney Lavolsi and the respondents, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuseschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Attorney Lavolsi.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you, commissioners.
Bye-bye. All right, next bye-bye. Number FIC 2021-0400, John Lewis versus Chair, Region 14, Board of Education, and Region 14, Board of Education. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Yes, this is Mark Samaruga from Pullman and Conley for the respondents in this matter.
Would you like to be heard on this matter, Attorney Samaruga?
I would simply like you folks all to please adopt a decision.
All right. Is John Lewis there, please? This was a withdrawal. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, at the request of the respondent, Attorney Samaruga, I move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuseschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Alan Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Have a great day. Thank you. All right, next is docket number FIC 2021-0407, Rachel Baird and Muckrock News versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, et al. Are you there, Attorney Baird? Is there anyone there from Muckrock News? Is there anyone there from the State of Connecticut? This is a withdrawal. I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, as you mentioned, a withdrawal and a dismissal. I move adoption of the hearing officer report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fuseschi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And Owen Egan, myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0455, Edward Foster versus Dean of Students, State of Connecticut, Eastern Connecticut State University, et al. Is there anyone here on that matter?
Yes, this is Attorney Shannon Walsh on behalf of the respondents, Eastern Connecticut State University.
Attorney Walsh, would you like to be heard on this matter, or would you like us to act?
Yes, I simply ask that the commissioners adopt the hearing officer's report.
Mr. Foster, are you there? Edward Foster, are you there?
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, this was the complaint had failed to appear. This was dismissed. Not seeing any objection from the respondent, I'll move the adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I'll take a. Is there any discussion? No, there's no discussion. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzeci.
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins.
Yes.
Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Walsh.
Thank you, Commissioner. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Next is docket number FIC 2021-0523, Ethan Book versus Sheriff, City of Bridgeport and City of Bridgeport. Mr. Book, are you there? Is there anyone here from the City of Bridgeport?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, this was a withdrawal and dismissal. Not hearing anyone present, I'll move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Fuzeci.
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins.
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter.
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. All right. So before we consider the cases, I will ask the Managing Director and Associate General Counsel, Mary Schwinn, to please make some general announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the Chairman mentioned at the beginning of the meeting is being recorded in its entirety, so there's no need to ask that your particular matter be recorded. The recording is typically available up on our website shortly after the meeting or within a day or so. And parties are limited to 10 minutes per side of legal argument to the commission, and I will keep track of the time. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to call the first matter. That is docket number FIC 2020-0019, Jackie Fastia and Paula Schwartz versus Administrator Teachers Retirement Board et al. And I know there's other counsel here, so I'll call out the other Teachers Retirement Board, Anthem Health Plans Incorporated, and Anthem Insurance Companies Incorporated, Brighton Health Plan Solutions, LLC, and United Healthcare Insurance Company. So are you there, Ms. Schwartz?
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Fuzeci, if I could make a quick comment.
Sure.
So I do not believe I have a conflict, but I would like to disclose that I am a beneficiary of the Teachers Retirement Board health plans as a spouse of the. So if anybody objects to my participation, I would step aside, but I don't believe I have a conflict, so I want to disclose that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'll let everybody identify themselves and find out if they have an objection. Is Jackie Fastia there, please?
Yes, I am.
Paula Schwartz.
I'm here.
Do you have any objection to counsel Fuzeci sitting, Commissioner Fuzeci sitting?
No.
Okay, thank you. I know there's other counsel there. Would they identify themselves, please, and their client?
Hi, this is Matt Geelan of Donahue, Durham, and Noonan for Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, or I'm sorry, Anthem.
Matt, how do you spell your last name?
It's G as in golf, E-E-L-A-N as in Nancy.
Thank you. And you represent Anthem?
Anthem Health Plans and Anthem Insurance Companies, yes.
Thank you. Do you have any objections to Commissioner sitting?
No objection.
Okay, thank you. Other counsel, please.
Yes, sir. This is Jack Skaggs, S-K-A-G-G-S, and I represent United Healthcare Insurance Company.
Any objection to Commissioner Fusashi sitting?
No, sir.
All right. Is there anyone else there that we failed to identify? All right. Good. All right. Would Safia and Ms. Schwartz like to begin?
Yes, this is Paula Schwartz. I'm going to begin, and Jackie has a few. We are limited to 10 minutes, and we understand that.
Thank you.
Would you like us to begin?
Yes, please.
I've been an educator for over 40 years as a math teacher, principal, and a superintendent of schools. I always believed that the Teacher Retirement Board acted in the best interest of retired teachers. That belief changed dramatically in 2018 when the TRB moved all retired teachers from traditional Medicare with a supplement plan managed by Sterling to a Medicare Advantage plan managed by Anthem Insurance Company. In order to retain the protections and benefits of traditional Medicare, we had to opt out of the Advantage plan. For many of us, it was an unexpected change and led to a great deal of uncertainty and confusion among retired teachers. Our request for information on the RFPs, contracts, and other documents between TRB, Anthem, and other insurance companies began in early 2019, and our complaint was filed with the commission in November of 2019. Now, almost 3 years later, the Freedom of Information Commission is hearing the final recommendation by the hearing officer to dismiss the case. Even acknowledging that a pandemic prevented in-person hearings and other delays, the TRB and the insurance companies utilized multiple delay tactics, which brought us to this late date for this decision. Whatever the decision, our questions remain unanswered. In fact, we now are no longer insured with Anthem, but are with United Healthcare, who was awarded the contract in January of 2022. The same problems exist with the new insurer, and we, the consumers, are still questioning the terms and condition of those contracts. We have only begun to peel back the veil of secrecy in how TRB negotiates contracts and works with a consultant behind the scenes. Unfortunately, retired teachers have little input into this process, but despite the fact that the majority of the costs of health insurance are paid for by both active and retired teachers. To date, there are only two retired teachers on the TRB board, and only one of them is covered by the health insurance plan offered by TRB. In addition, the consultant fees are paid out of the contribution that we make, but we're not permitted to see the contract details, nor are we allowed to see the presentations made regarding who was chosen as the TRB insurance plan. The lack of transparency needs to be addressed, as well as the makeup of the board. We'll continue to seek ways to uncover that situation. We also realize that the TRB did not fully comply with rules governing retention of records relating to RFPs and contracts. Something is amiss when two state agencies, TRB and the Comptroller's Office, destroy or misplace records. How is it possible that the extra copies or electronic versions of RFPs are not retained when another agency asks for information for an audit? Why has the hearing officer not cited this as being highly unusual and perhaps a violation of state guidelines? We were surprised that after our first written request, we were given almost totally redacted documents. Had we not pursued this, we would still be in the dark as to the bargain plan limited consultants contract. How is it that the presentation by the consultants as to the reasons to select Anthem are to be non-existent? It's unreasonable to believe that bargain plans was handsomely paid for services and did not give a written presentation to the board. As a superintendent of schools, I always retained records of all meetings and reports. Yes, we are disappointed that the hearing officer has sided with the insurance company in preventing us from seeing information regarding pricing, terms, and conditions. We are not finished in trying to get to the bottom of it, even though our rates for the supplement plan have increased to $313 per month, while the Advantage plan was reduced to $80 per month. Jackie and I are two voices in a group of over 20,000 members who are up against an army of attorneys representing the state of Connecticut and multiple insurance companies. They threw everything they could at us to prevent disclosure, and clearly it's not just about trade secrets. We certainly did not have the legal background to challenge their claims of confidentiality. The insurance companies intentionally keep the consumer in the dark about how insurance costs are determined. We fear that traditional Medicare is disappearing before our eyes as insurance companies pressure agencies and companies to only offer Medicare Advantage plans that they manage not for the benefit of us, the consumer, but the profits reaped by their business practices. It's happening throughout the country, and we're concerned. Who is out there to defend the interests of the average consumer, and in this case, retired teachers? The state, the insurance commissioner, the teacher retirement board, the governor, the controller, the Freedom of Information Commission, or even the attorney general? Who in state government is our advocate?
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'll be brief. I'm a retired art educator.
State your name for the record, please.
Jackie Pastaya.
Thank you.
I'm a retired art educator of 30 years and a volunteer docent for the past 10 years at the Britain Museum of American Art. In this capacity, I work with young people in the state of Connecticut to nurture their creativity, but more importantly, to guide them to be inquisitive about the world around them. This FOI process has been an eye-opening experience, and Paula and I are grateful that it exists for the citizens of Connecticut. But in this hearing, we discovered that it turned into a David and Goliath situation, requesting information from large corporations who have a multitude of lawyers versus common citizens who do not have legal representation resulted in a usually unfair advantage for the moneyed and the powerful. The hearing officer attempted to be a fair arbiter, but the odds favor the parties with connections, power, and money. This freedom of information became a forum for attorneys to delay, cite precedents, and wield statutory language. For the average citizen looking for information, it was a struggle that could not be fairly waged. Simply put, just as any consumer would be foolish to make a significant purchase or investment without first considering the pricing breakdown, any warranties, risks, and guarantees of goods and services, so too, any consumer of their health insurance must rightly seek to do the same. A consumer's health insurance is one of the most critical investments a person can make, especially in their senior and most vulnerable years. We, the retired teachers of the state of Connecticut, pay the lion's share of our health insurance costs. As such, there needs to be a balance between the public's right to know and corporations' proprietary interests. In the interests of transparency and fairness to some 20,000 senior retired teachers, we will continue to pursue what is right to shed light on that which we are entitled to know. We ask that you do not accept the hearing officer's report. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. I don't know who would like to go first. Why don't we just go with Attorney Gielen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to state Anthem support for the hearing officer's findings of fact and conclusions of law, and ask that you adopt the hearing officer's report.
Thank you. Attorney Skaggs.
Thank you, sir. Yes, United would likewise support the findings of the hearing officer and would ask that the report be accepted by the commission.
Thank you. I would like to hear from Kathleen, Attorney Kathleen Ross. Please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. Mr. Chairman, do you have specific questions?
Can you address some of the concerns of the Ms. Fastia and Ms. Schwartz, please?
Yes. I think the first thing I want to point out, in case it wasn't clear from the report, Anthem provided hundreds of pages of records to the complainants in response to their FOI request. The portions of those hundreds of pages that were redacted were very small in relation to what was provided. So the complainants are absolutely correct that it is under FOI, it's a balance between the public's right to know and the legislature's determination that certain information should not be disclosed in the form of these exemptions. In this particular, in my opinion, this situation, the facts of this case are exactly what was intended for this exemption to apply to. So in other words, if outside private entities are going to be willing to do business with the state, they have to be provided with some sort of exemption so that their commercial and financial information isn't disclosed to the public. The real purpose is so that the private companies, in this case Anthem, it's so that their private information isn't discoverable by their competitors. So the byproduct of that is, yes, the public also doesn't get to see this commercial and financial information, but I think the determination has been made by the legislature that is outweighed in this case, because private companies have to have assurance that when they do business and they give their financial information to the state, for whatever reason, it's going to be kept private. In this case, I will also say, as you can tell by reading the report, we all spent hours and hours and hours together. Anthem did an excellent job. They answered all of my questions. I had some of the same questions that the complainants are raising. But Anthem really did a great job at providing the evidence that I felt that I needed to come to the recommendations that you see in the hearing officer's report. If there's anything else I can answer, I'd be happy to do that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions for Attorney Ross? Do any of the commissioners wish to comment or state any? I think Attorney Ross did a very good job on this decision. She always does a good job. She was very thoughtful. She briefed everything, and it made it clear that this was the right decision. I know Schwartz and Sastia would like additional information, would like something than is reflected in this decision, but I do think it was a well-thought-out decision based on the law, and we can't deviate from the law. But I do believe it was a good decision, and I'm in support of it. Anyone else wish to make?
This is Commissioner Hankins. I would agree.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Any other commissioners? I would ask you for an entertain a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I'll move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I'll ask, is there any discussion? Hearing none. I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn.
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzeci.
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins.
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter.
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Thank you all for your attention today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that was the only matter of March Ready. I think we're moving on to report on pending appeals.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Mary Schwind here at the Commission again. There's really No court action to under pending appeals at this time. We haven't received any new appeals or any court decisions since our last meeting, and we're just working on our pending cases, filing our briefs, and compiling our records. So that's it for pending appeals.
Great, thank you. Mm-hmm. Great, so we'll move on to the executive director's report.
Yes, again, Mr. Chairman, just a very short report. I believe that the executive director, Colleen Murphy, has reached out to the commissioners to see, gauge the interest in returning to in-person hearings. So when we hear from everybody, we'll be back to you on that. But that was our goal, to see if we could and should return to in-person hearings. So we're gathering information on that.
Okay.
All right. And then under staff reports, I would just say that we're working to fill our two vacant positions. We've interviewed a paralegal, which would fill Wendy's slot, and we're about to start interviewing candidates for our vacancy in the staff attorney spot. So we're working towards filling those vacancies.
Great.
Okay. Legislative report. I don't know. I can't tell if Paula's on the line. Paula? No. Paula Perlman? No. There she is. Paula, I know Paula had sent, or earlier today, she had sent a brief memo to the commissioners on bills that the commission is in support of that have moved out of committee. And I don't know if you wanted to say anything further, Paula.
There's not too much to report right now. A lot of these bills are ready to be taken up by the House and Senate. And both chambers are starting to actually be in session. We have heard that there's a possibility that the remote meetings bill, or one of them, will be taken up today. And so I'll keep you posted on that one. And I just open up to any questions that the commissioners may have on the memo that I sent out. So.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
So, Paula, on the House bill that's talking about the cemeteries, is that trying to say that anybody, I'm trying to see which one it was, the House Bill 5211, that that receives any or expends any public funds shall become a public agency, even if it doesn't pass the, you know, our previous tests?
Yes. So this bill, the way it's drafted, would any cemetery association that expends or receives public funds would be subject to disclosure.
I work in a different adjoining state, but I know that our town in Massachusetts, we give some small funds to the different cemetery associations through what in Massachusetts would be the CPA funds, just to help with maintaining old cemeteries. With so any type, if that were somewhat similar in, say, a Connecticut town that like says, oh, we want to, you know, put some money aside to help rehab some of these 1700 era headstones, they'd suddenly now, if it was a private cemetery, because if, say, it was an old congregational church that had their own cemetery, they would now become a public agency. And when that just seems a little...
Yeah, I think as we read the bill, and as the commissioners, you're aware that we did have a case a few years back dealing with the cemetery association where the commission found that it wasn't the functional equivalent of an agency, of a public agency, so that this would essentially undo that decision. And it's just, it explicitly makes it subject, you know, to FOI. So.
Yeah, because under the current, it would be that, you know, basically a significant amount of their funding you know, may have come from a municipality or something. Now, if it's any, it's like a $10 donation or something like that, it suddenly clicks in that this legislation. So I don't know. I'd love to, you know, hear more about that, or, you know, where we stand as far as, you know, trying to overrule our previous decisions that, you know, this was something that says, you know, similarly to how, say, some of the other ones like Woodstock can get overturned just by saying that any governmental funds, even if it's, you know, a small percentage, suddenly just by accepting. So if I were the Cemetery Association, I would then say, well, we don't want any any type of public funds, even if they're, you know, in dire need of them to help keep the cemetery, you know, perpetual care moving on. So.
Yeah. So right, I'll keep you posted. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll keep you posted.
Great. Is there anything else, Attorney Schwinn?
No, Mr. Chairman. I think that was it as far as the agenda goes. So I think we're done.
No new business?
No new business today, no.
That was a quick meeting.
Yes.
Very good job. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I'll move we adjourn.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Roll call of those in favor. Attorney Einhorn?
Yes.
Attorney Fuseschi?
Yes.
Attorney Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
Commissioner Wink, and Owen Egan, yes, passes unanimously. We're adjourned.
Happy Easter holiday, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.